Yo, fam, what up? And we start in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome, big bloody beautiful legend. you remember the, I don't know if you all made this sound, but this sound like, hey, idhera. Like, what is this? And surprisingly, okay, this is what fucking baffles me. The dudes who make this sound, the idhara wala sound. Surprisingly, what fucking baffles me is that the person who they're calling is actually like fucking, that person listens. Wait, huh, bro, wait, fam. Ha, fam, I thought the video recording was off for a second. No, it's on. Yeah, but dude, the noise, how does the person who's, it's like if there are 50 people and I scream, like the person who I want to call will listen, like somehow, maybe one, two other folks will, but crazy, bro, crazy. You know what I had today? I had this fucking Lays, the green, not the green, like the light green Lays, the dark green Lays, you know, the chili lemon, say with me, lemon, yeah, but I had that. Chili lemon, maza aa gaya mere ko, bro. It's a good Lays, bro. I think Lays ranks, I'll tell you, okay, this might sound like, okay, this is debatable, controversial, but I'll give you my Lays ranking. Green, okay, because it's neutral, I'll explain why. Green, orange, blue. Orange and blue rank together. Green, orange and blue, chili lemon, okay. Fucking tomato and classic salted. I don't even know why they have those two flavors. Like, dude, which self-respecting person has like the yellow Lays? Like, if you have yellow Lays, dude, your life, dude, there's nothing going on in your life. Like, you have given up on, okay, if you're having yellow Lays, right, you don't care about taste only anymore. So your life is going so fucked. Life is so fucked that you don't give a fuck about flavor only. Like, matlab, jindagi ke sab sukh tyag dene hai. Then you go and have either like chal tomato flavor tobi, if you're like, you know, if there's one like couple of neurons missing in your brain, you know you go for the red Lays, the tomato one, tomato tango, huh? Only then, like if like someone smacked you in the head when you were 7, okay, like really fucking hard, bad, matlab pura baseball bat, like a cricket bat, like baja dala, and then since then you're having like red Lays, I'm like, okay, fine, man, it's okay, it's all right, like I'm nobody to judge then. But if, why does Lays have the yellow and red flavor? I don't know why. Like, why would you do that? Why would you not keep your top fucking, like some marketing dude will come and say some shit, I know, like, you know, oh, current technically, like, okay, this could be a theory. Fuck, think about this. What if it's like this? What if they keep the yellow Lays just for conversations like these, that does promotion of Lays itself? Dude, think about it. Like, Lays was like, you know what? People aren't talking about Lays anymore. Let's, like, because Lays was, like, let's say Lays was already very good, okay? And Lays goes like, you know what? We want to be spoken about. Let's make, like, a yellow flavor, which they must have had beforehand, probably. But let's, like, create a debate, like, which flavor is the best. And people will obviously be like, you know, yellow shit, all that. And then, like, you know, supremacy will arise. All that stuff. But yeah, bro, could be. Who am I to judge, bro? Like, I fucking, for sure, man. Like, I think, okay, Lays and Kurkure, I'll tell you Kurkure ka. See, okay, I'll tell you why. Green Lays, I think, it's a child-friendly flavor also. Like, as a kid, the blue one was very spicy for me. I know some of you will say, bro, blue wala spicy to hai nahi. But when you're fucking 5, 8, like, dude, anything is spicy, man. Like, you could have like sugar and be like, like, you get what I mean? But yeah, like, you, bro, I had cinnamon, I think I had like, I tried cinnamon powder when I was a kid, and I started crying. I was like, bro, this is not good. But yeah, man, like, what's it, Green Lays, I think, because it's universal in the sense that there is nobody who won't like Green Lays. You get what I mean? Blue and orange, because orange gives you a, it's a unique flavor, bro. Like, I've never tried, like, that Caribbean flavor, dude. hands on, fucking hands down, sorry, fucking amazing flavor. And blue, obviously, because of the spice, right? Blue Lays is Blue Lays, like, no, not debatable only. Chili lemon is a new contender. I think there's some, like, weird cheese flavors and shit also, but fuck that. Dude, have some respect and go get a Dorito, you idiot. Like, dude, be a gentleman and get a Dorito. Like, if you are having the cheese-flavored Lays, come on, man. If you're having the cheese-flavored Lays, life ain't going so good. Like, be respect yourself. And get the nacho cheese Doritos. Like, do that. But yeah, Kurkure. Unpopular opinion. And not many people know this flavor also. But, I mean, many do. But not everybody knows this flavor. The Hyderabadi Hangama, which is the maroon one. So, maroon Kurkure. For me, this is my personal, like, opinion. I think then green. Dark green. The chili one, right? Solid Masti, then the light green chili chutney or green chutney one, that is also very good, bro. Orange Kurkure to bro, matlab, it's like, it's the equivalent of like Yellow Lays. Like, Orange Kurkure and Yellow Lays are the same, like, standard wise. And which other Kurkure am I missing, bro? Solid Masti, Puffcorn, I'm not really counting as Kurkure because Puffcorn is a, it is Kurkure, but it's a different vibe. Like, I wouldn't... Kurkure, OG Kurkure as I'm categorizing. You know what I mean? But yeah, that... Then what else? Which other Kurkure? Bro, I think that's it, fam. Dude, I've been saying fam so much, man. I don't know what happened. There was one night, Thursday night, my friend... My parents have gone out of town, okay? Thursday, 4 a.m., they left. And Thursday, 8 p.m., everybody reached my house. Dude. Okay. I'm not boasting, but my fucking friends and I party hard, bro. Like, it's not probably nice for 23-year-olds because you have responsibilities, at least towards ourselves and society in general. But go fuck yourself. Point B, dude, I'm very honestly telling you. I told my friends, bro, we need to go to church, man. Like, I can't even, like, go to a mandir anymore because, like, I think the mandir, at least... Bro, I feel like, okay, this might be controversial, but I feel like you could get away with stuff in Catholicism easier than you could in, like, Hinduism. Like, I could be like, hey, Jesus, I fucked up. I mean, I fucked up. I, like, you know, ask for fucking forgiveness and all that. Yeah, so I told my friends, guys, you need a Bible. We need a Gita, we need a Quran, we need everything, we need God in our lives, bro. Like, dude, after some parties, there are some nights when we all go out or, you know, when we party hard or something, when some house is empty. And the next morning, I feel like empty inside. Like, I feel like hollow from within. Like, when I get back home and I'm just contemplating, dealing with my hangover and fucking having a coffee, eating, having water, finally having, like, regular beverages, and, like, looking at myself, like, I come back, brush my teeth or something, and I'm looking at myself like, oh, you piece of shit. Like, that, I don't even want to look at myself till, like, fucking the next morning. Just no mirrors, man. No realization of self. But yeah, like, some of those nights I feel like we need God. Like, we need, because, dude, okay, if you meet me in person, and if you watch this podcast, if you meet me in person, I'll tell you the stories, because I don't want to out my friends. I'll to say it, bro, mere aage piche koi nahi hai, bro. Mom, dad ne bhi dekh liya, to kya hi ukhaad lenge. Matlab, not in the sense that they can't do anything, but, like, what more will they do? Like, what more can you fuck up in my life? Like, I'm not a colossal fuck up, but it's now, like, he's just waiting for, like, old age, you know what I mean? I think, like, most of us, not most of us, but I think some people like me, right, are now, we've lost all, like, ray of, like, hope, sensation, ambition, all these, like, good words you use, right? Like, motivation, inspiration, fucking drive and everything. I think, like, somewhat I'm just now, like, you know what, give me the whole kids and wife thing, man. Kids, wife, fucking get a dog. Like, you know, get me a fucking 9-to-5. 80,000 सैलरी, 50,000 घर का खर्चा एंड 30,000 सेव करते करते फकिंग वेट फॉर 5 years, गो फॉर अ फैमिली वेकेशन एवरी ईयर इन इंडिया ओनली एंड देन मे बी आफ्टर कलेक्टिंग सम मनी ब्रेकिंग एन एफ डी गो अब्रॉड दैट ऑल्सो टू यू के टू सम कजन्स हाउस टू स्टे एंड लाइक नॉट एंड कैलकुलेट एवरी पाउंड टू रुपी. आई नो सम ऑफ यू विल बी लाइक यू नो वॉट करण दैट्स लाइक यू आर बींग एन एसहोल टू पीपल हू डोंट हैव मनी बट I'm not being an asshole to people who don't have money. I'm saying life sometimes gets that way. You know what I mean? Like, okay, see, I have to recognize that. Okay, think of it this way. Everybody you know in any socioeconomic strata, right, wants the next generation or their next generation, at least their kids, to do better than them. So let's say my family income, monthly income was 20,000. Okay. Family monthly income. My parents would want me to earn at least 50. You get what I mean? Like, I know you can like go on and on about how some people never have the opportunity. That's a whole separate conversation. And please don't fucking bring it here. Please don't bring that negativity here, okay? Fucking understand. If you get my point, right? So shut the fuck up. Like this one's for all the fucking people who keep complaining all the time. Like, dude, I was having a conversation with my friend the other day, and this bastard will watch this video, and I wish we recorded this conversation. I was talking about how, like, we were talking, and I said, I think something came up, and I said, men should be brave. And by that, I just meant men should be brave. It had nothing to do with women. It had nothing to do with any other gender, age group, fucking nothing. I just said men should be brave. By that, I meant men should have something like bravery, and bravery doesn't mean you go out and fucking fight. Brave means you're brave enough to go out and battle the world, right? Brave enough to go out and fucking take on challenges that don't always yield the best results, but at least you take on that challenge because you want to go one step further. You fight the fight, even though you fight the losing battle, because the next battle will get easier. You get what I mean? And there are so many things I can talk about. Bravery, basically. I can go on and on about what I think is brave and what I mean by it. But that's for another day. So I was having this conversation with my friend. And he basically said, why only men should be brave? Even women should be brave. And I was like, I knew you're going to say that. I knew you're going to fucking say it. I knew you're going to fucking say it. You know why I knew it? Because he's become that little bitch who constantly keeps like, you know, whatever you say. Like, and it's not, he doesn't, not all the time, but like, I think the conversation that he was trying to make was that you should try and make your speech as inclusive as possible, which is correct, meaning that I can say some things just to rile people up. Like, I fucking say politically incorrect stuff just to rile people up. Like, I have a friend, she's like a hardcore feminist. So I'll crack a misogynistic joke every now and then. And intentionally. And it's not even full-on misogyny. Like I would use the word like... she hates me using the word pussy, okay? Because she thinks that when you say pussy, oh, pussy is weak. When vaginas aren't weak and this and that. And I know, right? But I didn't make the term. And I don't even use it because I use like more... I have elevated my insult game. Like I now call people I'll go off about their actual demeanor. Like I'll be like, you weakling, you disgrace to society. Like you. Okay, this was the best one. I've heard this insult on Silicon Valley, and I use this now. By the way, watch Silicon Valley. Great show. You are as useless as a bag of dicks without a handle. Think about that. You're as useless as a bag of dicks without a handle. But yeah, so I fucking have elevated my game. So I don't use the word pussy anymore that much. But yeah, people do. And like, it really pisses her off. But I try and explain to her that, you know, I don't mean it in a way that you are a female reproductive organ. I mean it more in a way that like I am using that term because society uses that term. And then you can make the argument, you know, that Karan, yeah, that's what we have to change and everything. And I understand. And I'm aware of that and I am mindful of that, right? Like using the word faggot, right? It was used to demean people who are homosexual. Men, I think. Homosexual men only. So I don't use the word. Because it never had any like room for negotiation. You get what I mean? Like it was not like okay, the N word, I don't know, we're in fucking India, I'll say nigger, right? The N word, how black people use it now is very different from what white people used it in the times of slavery, right? Because they used it derogatory term, right, to call people of a certain color. Whereas this is just like saying, what's up, my brother, like my friend, homie, whatever, right? How black people say it. So I think there's some room for negotiation where I can understand when people say, why can't other races use it? And I can understand why black people would say, no, you cannot use it. I get both sides of the argument. I don't have a dog enough in this fight, so I just shut my fucking mouth. But point being, yeah. So I was talking to this friend and he made a good point. You should make a speech as inclusive as possible. And I have a bad habit of going out of my way to irritate people just to get a reaction out of them. So we both landed on a equilibrium that so I was saying that maybe you should take my words for face value and how I am saying it and how I mean it and nothing more and nothing less, and actually understand my intent. So you should try and ask me what my intent is if you have a problem with what I'm saying. So if today I say men should be brave and you think I am implying that women and children don't need to be, or other genders don't need to be, then you should ask me, hey Karan, by that do you mean other genders don't need to be? And I'll correct you and I'll say, no, I don't mean that. I just mean this because I am a man. I think, I mean, at least like psychologically, I hope I am. Physically, we buy denim jackets. Let's just say I buy denim jackets from 14 to 16 year old boys. Sometimes 13. Point being, yeah. So I said that if you have a problem, you should ask me. And if I don't answer you correctly, and if you think my answer is not satisfactory, then you have the right to have a problem. Till then, shut your fucking mouth, right? So we both reached a negotiation equilibrium that if I know it'll create a stir, I should keep that in mind. And on the other end, the other person should keep in mind that just because I'm saying something that sounds shitty doesn't mean I mean it like that, right? But yeah, that's the point. But yeah, bro, fucking what else is going on, man? Dude, it's tough out here, man. It's tough out here. When my parents are not here, they're in Karnataka. They're having a great time. I'm glad, bro. I'm glad, dude. I feel like, dude, I just tell my mom every now and then, like, you know, my mom, my parents had gone to Lonavala, and my mom asked, like, she said, my dad's friend's wife, she is a pilot, or at least works in an airline, right? I think airline. At the desk where you fucking put your luggage and everything. And she had a connecting, like she had to go back home, basically she had a flight. So my mom and dad had gone out for a wedding and they came back very, very, very late. Until then my brother and I were, you know, there ensuring that auntie was like fine. And she's like, I'm good friends with uncle, like they're my dad's friend, like not good friends, but like we're all G, like it's all good, all nice. And we're all like, you know, my brother and I were, you know, ensuring that she's fine. And she told my mom that Karan and Abhinav are good kids. Abhinav is my brother. And where was I going? Yeah, so my mom messaged on the group that got out the next day. That gone to Lonavala the next day. And she messaged on the group saying that auntie said this. And, you know, I'm very proud of you boys. You all are. It's very nice of you. It's good, you know, it makes me proud that someone says something like this, that Karan and Abhinav are good boys. And I was like, yo man, don't worry about all that. We're very useless. Like, you enjoy your life. Like, you know, like, that's what I always tell her. Like, whenever, even when she was starting her business, and she used to, like, this is when I was in the 11th and 12th. And she, you know, balancing between my tuitions, and my brother was just, like, you know, going for masters and everything. Not going, but, like, trying to get into masters and all. And I was in 11th and 12th, and I was a fucking fuck up, man, grades-wise. So it was always, like, very tricky, you know. Like, she was always meandering around everything, taking care of the tuitions and trying to fucking figure everything out with her business. So I, that time, I didn't have the brains to, but after I graduated 12th, I told her, man, like, you're wasting your time. Like, I am like this. I am going to be this way irrespective of how you are now. Now I am just the way I am. Like, you don't have to worry about all that. Yeah, so even now when she's starting a business sometimes, so her work, like, is main work is between 1 and, like, 5. Like, you know, that's when she goes to the workshop to figure everything out. So she makes Indian wedding clothes and all. Check out her page. It's called... What's up?
Sorry,
yeah, can you go out?
Yeah, just
sorry, fam. My brother came in. Yeah, but what I meant was, what I was saying was, fuck. Bro, this bastard puts me off my game all the time, man. It pisses me off. Yeah, so I told her, like, so she worries about my food habits, which is, like, I don't know, it sounds very man childish, but I just eat whenever, man. Like, and she gets pissed off at it because she comes back home and she sees the, like, I've not eaten yet till, like, lunch till, like, 4, but I eat at 4:30, so she gets mad and all. And I just told her, like, stop it. Stop worrying about me. Like, do your thing, bro. Like, I'm fine. You don't have to, you know. I eat well. Like, I eat enough. And everything is good. Like, bro, they don't even, my parents don't know what course I'm doing, I think. Like, they do, but they don't know jack shit about what I'm doing. I could not be in college right now and they wouldn't realize. Like, they wouldn't realize. But yeah, so yeah, all that. But on that note, I think it's getting a bit Debbie Downer. So I'm going to bounce. And thank you for being here. I appreciate it, like always. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.